USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Severe weather rolls through Texas and Louisiana, leaving 5 people dead. The system now moving into the mid-Atlantic with strong winds and large hail and a chance of tornadoes in eastern portions of North Carolina and Virginia. 3 people were killed in central Texas when a woman and 2 children died in floodwaters when their family car got stuck. And in north central Louisiana, a tornado tore through the town of Ruston, killing 2 people there. As correspondent Robin Walensky reports, there's reaction coming in to a big announcement that was finally made yesterday.
Lots of new reaction to Joe Biden jumping into the 2020 race. President Trump telling Hannity on Fox News, Biden not the brightest bulb in the group. And on Twitter saying, welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe. Liberal Joy Behar from ABC's The View says she's moved by Biden's announcement video.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. We also stock the quantities of the supplies you use most. Buy in bulk and get additional savings on fence pickets, posts, and concrete every day. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See ProDesk for details.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
President Trump will be meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the White House later today. The two leaders are expected to discuss the North Korean nuclear negotiations and some major trade issues. They are scheduled to meet again when Trump visits Tokyo later next month. Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have held 2 summits but have had little progress in reaching a firm deal on the denuclearization of the North. Meanwhile, Kim Jong-un's coming off what's been described as a successful summit with the Russian President Vladimir Putin. Uber drivers are planning a 12-hour strike across several major cities to protest low pay and few benefits as the company is about to go public. Drivers say they're going to turn off their apps on May 8th. San Francisco area drivers will also stage a protest in front of the Uber headquarters. Organizers say drivers are not benefiting from the millions the company earns off its work. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
This weekend, President Trump will not be at the White House Correspondents' Dinner again, and staff this year also being asked not to go. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the reason why.
Last year, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders attended instead of the president, but ended up being on the wrong end of brutal comedic material delivered by last year's host, comedian Michelle Wolf. President Trump will be holding a political rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, on the night of the dinner. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Once again, a massive caravan making its way toward the U.S.
The massive migrant caravan said to be making its way towards the U.S.-Mexico border is a result of Congress not acting and continuing to encourage illegal immigration. That's at least according to Hector Garza. He's the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He also talks to Fox News about the difference between the previous caravans and that current migrant caravan.
The group is about 20,000 total, and as it comes closer to the United States, more and more people join that caravan. Now we're seeing people from Africa, we're seeing people from Nicaragua, we're seeing people from Cuba. So now the word is out that these people want to join caravans and want to make illegal entry to the United States. Now keep in mind that just in about over 6 months, we've apprehended more people than we did in all of fiscal year 2018. That is very dangerous. That is not good for our country. And having an unsecured immigration is not good for any of us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.